Supernatural History of the Third Reich by Eric Kurlander. This book is read by Grover Gardner. Introduction. The success of National Socialism, the unique appearance of the Führer, has no precedent in German history. The consequence of these historic and unprecedented political occurrences is that many Germans, due to their proclivity for the romantic and the mystical, indeed the occult, came to understand the success of National Socialism in this fashion. Alfred Rosenberg, 1941. Horror always lurks at the bottom of the magical world, and everything holy is always mixed with horror. From a page underscored by Hitler and Ernst Schertl's occult work, Magic, History, Theory, and Practice, 1923. Outside a purely secular frame of reference, Nazism is felt to be the embodiment of evil in a modern 20th century regime, a monstrous pagan relapse in the Christian community of Europe. Nicholas Goodrick Clark. Early in the blockbuster movie Captain America, the First Avenger, 2011, a Nazi officer enters a small Norwegian town in search of an ancient relic, the Tesseract, which promises its owner infinite power. We soon find out that the officer, Johannes Schmidt, has imbibed the prototype of a super soldier serum developed by a fringe scientist named Abraham Erskine. Intended to give Schmidt superhuman strength and agility, the serum instead causes a monstrous transformation, driving the Nazi officer mad and turning his head into a ghastly red skull. Erskine escapes to America, where he perfects his serum, transfiguring the prototypical 98-pound weakling Steve Rogers into our eponymous hero. Captain America has little time to hone his combat skills before confronting the Red Skull and the insidious occult society known as Hydra, which, it turns out, pulls the strings behind Hitler and the Third Reich. Captain America contains all the elements of Nazi supernaturalism in the popular mind: the connection to occult forces, mad scientists, fantastical weapons, a superhuman master race, a preoccupation with pagan religions, and magical relics supposed to grant the Nazis unlimited power. From comic books produced already during the Second World War era to 21st century video games like Castle Wolfenstein, from classic science fiction and adventure films such as Raiders of the Lost Ark and The Boys from Brazil, to contemporary horror movies like Dead Snow or superhero franchises such as Captain America, popular culture is awash with images of the Nazi supernatural. Of course, few of these comic books, films, or video games are based on reliable primary evidence. Most popular representations of Nazism, even in documentary form, also fail to investigate deeper connections between supernatural thinking and policies and practices in the Third Reich. Rather, the most popular television documentaries generally alternate between making exaggerated claims based on limited evidence and exposing revelations regarding the hidden history of obscure intellectuals or projects whose influence in the Third Reich is dubious at best, a method that comes perilously close to the practice of occultism. The irony is that the evidence indicating an important link between Nazism and the supernatural has never been greater. In the mid-1920s, Hitler almost certainly read Ernst Schertl's parapsychological tome, Magic, History, Theory, Practice, underlining sentences such as, "Satan is the fertilizing, destroying, constructing warrior," and "he who does not carry demonic seeds within him will never give birth to a new world." A few years later, Joseph Goebbels hired the famous Weimar horror writer Hans Heinz Evers to fulfill important propaganda tasks.